Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the warm welcome. It is indeed an honor for me to be here addressing this council. I am particularly humbled and grateful for this opportunity in light of the council's busy schedule. Having just spoken at the General Assembly a few days ago, I have come to Geneva to elevate awareness and share with this esteemed council the profound challenges my people have endured for nearly 80 years as a result of nuclear weapons testing, along with our ongoing efforts to call for action from a world grappling with the climate crisis. In this critical year, we need to agree on an ambitious new climate finance goal in the UNFCCC that will provide the grant-based adaptation funding we require, and we need the G20 to step up with the new nationally determined contributions that will urgently transition us away from the production and consumption of fossil fuels in line with the 1.5-degree trajectory. I am a firm believer in the important work of the Council in promoting and protecting human rights. It is therefore my sincere hope that this Council will continue to keep the human rights of the Marshallese people at heart when considering the matters that we bring before it for consideration. This marks my second visit to Geneva. The last time I visited was in 2019 to officially open our permanent mission, which also happens to be the same year during which the Marshall Islands was elected as a member of this council for the 2020-2022 term. As you are aware, the Marshall Islands is presenting two landmark HRC resolutions at this session to renew the mandate of the Special Rapporteur on the promotion and protection of human rights in the context of climate change, and to continue the technical assistance and capacity building to address our nuclear legacy. In presenting the resolution on the mandate of the Special Rapporteur on climate change, the Marshall Islands is joined by a cross-regional core group comprised of the Bahamas, the European Union, Fiji, Panama, Paraguay, and Sudan. This cross-regionality signals the reality that climate change affects us all. In the Marshall Islands case, climate change continues to pose a profound threat to our livelihoods, freshwater resources, and cultural heritage, while intensifying the risks of natural disasters and displacement. It must be considered and studied to ensure that solutions and redress are anchored in human rights. In presenting the resolution on technical assistance and capacity building to address the nuclear legacy in the Marshall Islands, we are joined by a core group of Pacific Island countries comprising the Federated States of Micronesia, Fiji, Kiribati, Nauru, Samoa, and Vanuatu. It has been almost 80 years since the nuclear testing period came to an end in the Marshall Islands, and we need to address the human rights violations of the past and the generational human rights implications that persist to this day. We stand in solidarity with our fellow Pacific Island Forum leaders, forum members, in ensuring that our nuclear legacy informs the Council and the United Nations of the critical need to raise awareness on the long-lasting generational human rights impacts of nuclear weapons. We have a collective responsibility to ensure that the human rights challenges and suffering that our people have endured and continue to endure are never again inflicted on others for the sake of these abominable weapons. Many of us left today, especially the younger generation, do not know the truth of what took place during the testing period. It is only in recent times, following the partial declassification of relevant documents, that circumstances have changed and we have gained a better understanding of our nuclear legacy, which has further motivated our pursuit of nuclear justice. The pursuit of justice has been a long, winding road of pain and suffering for our people. While it can be tiring and extremely difficult at times, we remain steadfast, and our resolve strengthened with the growing recognition of the injustices that we have faced and continue to face. We will continue to seek justice, accountability, and redress for the human rights violations that occur during the testing period. Our humanity must be recognized, and our ability to build a better future must be guaranteed. In order for that to be achieved, our story must continue to be shared to let the world know the truth. Between 1946 and 1958, while under a United Nations trusteeship administered by the United States of America, the Marshall Islands was subjected to 67 known nuclear and thermonuclear weapons tests, which poisoned our environment and devastated the health of our people. The Marshallese people were misled, forcibly displaced, and subject to scientific experimentation without their consent to study the nefarious impacts of human exposure to nuclear radiation. Despite the Marshallese people's objection and our petition to the UN Trusteeship Council for these nuclear weapons tests to cease, they were allowed to continue, and we have had to survive through the long-term consequences of that decision. We urge this Council, the United Nations, and member states to learn from the past and to forever stand firm for all human beings in dire need of its protection whenever nuclear weapons are concerned. Despite these wrongs, for almost 80 years, we have not received an official apology. There has been no meaningful reconciliation, and we continue to seek redress. Reconciliation may not be easy, but it is the only way in which we can move forward. Reconciliation would require honesty and forgiveness and would need all those involved to be courageous and demonstrate bold leadership. The Marshall Islands remain hopeful that one day soon we will achieve meaningful reconciliation with the United Nations and the United States of America, allowing us to genuinely deal with the past, come to terms with uncomfortable truths, devise solutions, restore the trust that was broken, and build forward together. Mr. President, in closing, I take this opportunity to convey my sincere gratitude to this Council for its continued recognition and support to the people and government of the Marshall Islands. The Marshall Islands is currently in the running to hopefully rejoin the Council for the upcoming 2025-2027 term. We count on the support of all member states at the elections in New York in a few weeks' time. Komoltada, thank you very much for this opportunity.